When it began as an opera would begin. In a palace, at a ball, in an encounter with a stranger who, you discover, has your fate in his hands. He is perhaps a demon or a god in disguise, offering you a chance at either the fulfillment of a dream or a trap for the soul.
A man tells Katie he's heading all the way out to California.
I've seen most of the country in that 18-wheeler. Yep, that's right, he says. I don't think there's a road I ain't driven.
He looks Katie up and down real slow as she refills his coffee, places his toast, well buttered, back on his plate.
You ever seen the ocean?
Me? No. She blushes, laughs slightly. I ain't seen anywhere, mister.
Oh, what heat in his touch. I felt her lips, her body burning in his embrace. What daring. And wretched King Philip's a cuckold. My would-be deceivers deceived.
Alas, poor granny, I knew her well, sighed Big Jan, swigging from a bottle of Nanny's homemade hooch.
No, you didn't, Tiffany snapped. The day was still too raw for her, and the witches outside were making her nervous.
It were me this time, Rob. Knew me what put my foot in it. I says the hag would upset Rob, didn't I?
I'll put my boot into your face if you don't shut up.
She'd rolled onto her stomach, laughing about something. Nick had been in touch. Everything was fine. It's all coming together, Bells, Emily had said, with one of those hard smiles she sometimes gave. What is? Oh, Bells, always one step behind, my lovely. I mean, they're all falling into place. These boys, just where I want them.